I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A new poll shows two-thirds of U.S. voters think the federal government should do more to bring high-speed internet to rural communities. Harvest Public Media's Esther Honig reports that while there has been a recent infusion of federal cash, states still have to step up.
The poll by the organization Connect Americans Now found that the majority of voters, regardless of party affiliation, think that the U.S. government should do more to connect people in rural areas to the internet. The latest round of funding by the Federal Communications Commission was about $1.5 billion, but at least one state said it's not enough. Colorado Republican State Senator Don Corum sponsored a successful bill that allocates about $125 million for rural broadband. He says state-funded programs are more efficient.
I'm always hesitant to bring in federal dollars because there's always strings attached.
The FCC's most recent estimate was that 23 million rural Americans lack access to sufficient broadband. Esther Honig, Harvest Public Media.
For the first time, Pikes Peak has welcomed more than 500,000 annual visitors. The 103-year-old highway has seen year-over-year growth since 2013, including nearly 500,000 visitors in 2017. Through September 30th, well over 527,000 people have visited Pikes Peak. During winter hours, which began Monday and will continue through May 23rd, the temporary complimentary shuttle service will run on a limited weekend service only based on demand and weather permitting. The shuttle was put in place due to construction of the Pikes Peak Summit Complex, which limits the number of parking spaces on the summit. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.